Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Sunday show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Don't know why I sang that.
Good morning.
Hi, darling. Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, feeling all right. I've had interrupted sleep the last few nights, and not for anything bad. It's, you know, just waking up and like, usually it's just using the bathroom. I got to go pee, you know.
Right.
But I think it's like a lot later, and it's only been maybe 2 hours since I went to sleep.
I know. Oh, I got some good rest. So, that only 45 minutes passed, and it's
right.
Yeah, exactly, it's weird.
Okay. I guess I'll try to go back to sleep again because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or
yeah, exactly.
You know. Okay.
Yeah,
could have sworn I was asleep a lot longer.
Ay, Dios mío, what are you gonna do?
I've definitely gone back to sleep. So then it's because it's interrupted, it feels not as restful.
Right.
Even though there are long periods of time in between where I actually was asleep.
It's just
thrown me off a little bit. Yeah. Yep.
Get all turned
and I know
around.
The full moon is coming up.
For real? Okay.
We got a full moon. It's happening probably tonight or tomorrow or something like that. It's soon.
Okay.
Soon.
Thanks for the heads up.
Very soon.
That explains it, Lucy.
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
I think a little bit.
A little bit. Well, here we are. And where does one begin with all of this? But I've been doing the it's so funny. I know Anna calls it the money game. And I hesitate because I always want to say the money challenge. Isn't that funny? That explains me and Anna right there. Money game,
right.
Money challenge. Right there. That's not funny.
Right.
I'm like, it's not a money challenge. But that's what I want to say. I say, no, it's a money game. So yesterday was day 9, and I have to say that energetically it's been very supportive of where intuitively I know is where I need to be pointed in a particular direction, which I refer to it as I'm taking my time and I have value tour, because I have never really worked with that filter, that I can actually take my time and I actually have value, although my personality may present otherwise. But what we present on the outside and what's really going on the inside can really appear as two opposite things when they're really part of the same dysfunction.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yeah. So I appreciate that I'm softening the energy of challenge and shifting it into game, into allowance, into minimized reactivity. Like, I'm still react to everything because it's kind of my nature, but that it's more neutral, more measured. So I'm very glad at this particular time in my life that I am doing her money game, not my money challenge.
Right.
And
right.
The cool thing also about it is that it's not like a scratch. It's not like you're going to the bodega. It's not like you're going to the local gas station to get a scratch off lotto ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that that principle at all. So there may not be tangible monetary evidence, but there's definitely energetic evidence and energetic flow that is the soil for that, excuse me, energetic manifestation into matter and
right.
facing things head on. And when I looked at my calendar this morning, just to sort of figure out, okay, what's happening with my schedule changes all the time, I saw, oh, I'm actually going to start making a little money starting tomorrow. Thank God.
Hey.
Thank God. Because I forgot I was booked to do something ages ago. So now it's like, okay, thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Baby still got to eat. Baby still got to eat.
Right.
And they're hungry children that also have very sophisticated tastes and desires. So and I think with the help of the Anna's Money Game that I am knowing better. It's not interesting, knowing better to not project my story or my money story onto my kids. I might have a confidential conversation with a very trusted few about, okay, this is what one kid really wants to do. And how am I going to figure out how I'm going to do that? And then this is what the other kid wants to do, and how I'm going to figure out how to do that without letting my money story pollute those dreams and aspirations.
Right.
And I'm not saying, oh, somebody wants to get a new pair of sneakers. They can ask their father for that. I'm talking about things that are tied to education and enrichment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I will find a way. It looks like how it looks now. It doesn't look that way, but I know I'm going to find a way. That I'm finding a way. So I'm very grateful where Anna's playful energy, her point of view, is injected into these daily messages and daily, very, very easy to do. You could be super busy and able to do this money game. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it's a 30-day situation. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It is, right? Yep.
Yeah.
So that
is
going to be very interesting to see where I started and where I end up. What I also like that I'm getting into the habit, so thank you, Anna, is that you write yourself a check, you do these extras, this virtual spending of it, and then there's another sheet of paper and that I use for what's called proof. So it's almost like a built-in gratitude journal, but proof. Mm. And a lot of my proof has been just energetic flow, reacting more positively, being the recipient of opportunity. That's of value. If I got to see 3 Broadway shows in 1 week for free, that's not too far from the truth. Actually, really isn't. And within a week, that's because I'm doing the money game.
Right.
So. Right, and also creating opportunities for others, helping others. And it was very interesting because I was on a panel on Saturday with 3 other people in my industry, and they're all casting directors. I'm really more indie producer who will cast on the side, and all 3 were talking about they need to get paid for their services, and or at least this amount of money for a consultation. And I talked about we have to broaden our scope of having reflective and inclusive casting for people of color, people with disabilities. And I thought, wow, they're just, and then what's very interesting, so somebody made a comment about, we don't work for free, we don't give advice for free, but the person that will, wait. It was really funny because she was on one end and I was on the other. There are two other people separating us at this panel, at this film festival called the Socially, it's so funny, the Socially Relevant Film Festival, and these people are talking about money. Anyway, isn't that funny? So she goes on to say, but you know, if there's one person that will offer their expertise for free, they ruin it for all of us. And what's very funny is that I help my friends all the time, my friends slash my colleagues. Don't even think about it. Somebody else could be the casting person attached to the project, and if they're in a jam and they ask me for one name that they wouldn't be aware of. Now, in this case, there's a show that's that they had to replace, last-minute replacement. And one of my dearest friends who lives out in L.A., it might really change her life. And she'll get on a plane and go to New York if she books it, and she's very much in the running. The currency, the joy that I was feeling helping her, helping all parties involved, colleagues and friends with all of them, the joy. I didn't think for a second, well, they should have given me like a $200 consultancy fee. Nope. Finder
right.
fee. Nope.
Right.
I don't do that. I mean, look, if you're not my friend, I'm not going to do that because you're not going to know to approach me because I have a policy like I don't do that. But if you are somebody that I know.
Right.
And you're spreading that positive energy and abundance, that means the money's just going to find me, you know, whenever it's going to find me. But it's going to find me.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Anna, for the playfulness and not the challenge. But boy, is that inbred in me. I'm going to do the money challenge. Oops, money game. Interesting, right?
Right. Right, and I'll tell you, I started it, and then because you know I get in my head a lot, I gotta go. I gotta look up. I gotta see how much stuff is, like the stuff I want to spend my money on.
Oh my god!
I don't
god.
Even know. So I'm at that point where.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
god!
Okay.
That's so revealing and helpful.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah,
isn't that fascinating?
So and Anna's like, you know, she's like, because we've played this game before.
Yes, of course.
And so she's like, no, just, you are already in that mindset. Like you're already, you know, I know the concept behind it, and she's dealing with much bigger quantities from the get-go than the previous iteration of that game.
Yeah, she's not playing with the money. She's not playing with the dollar amount at all. She's
not
playing.
No, these are huge. So
huge.
It's been really nice because of course Anna has been coming by here. She's back in Alabama right now, but I'll probably see her again. It's been so nice to have her energy in the house.
Yeah, for
everybody. So we're able to talk to her. I'm able to talk to her, and she will usually talk about. She's planning days in advance, you know, for this game and the things that she's going to put into her emails and so that, I mean, that's the stuff that I actually haven't looked at, like the things that she's been taking time to write about. To prompt you,
right?
To inspire
the
you.
The little sound bites, yeah. The little tidbits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I really, and I know that. So I know that's going to be important. I mean, I'm saving all the stuff, and I want to be able to look at them when I'm actually going to do, you know, the checks and see. Okay, yeah, these are things. I think I did the first couple of days, and it felt really good. And then I'm like, okay, I've got to. I have it's because it's not about really the stuff.
No, it's not. It's the energy.
It is the energy. And then it's also, it also makes me think about, like I said, not really the stuff, because that's the stuff, but then the experiences that you can have.
Exactly.
And so it's completely different. And that actually, it's a little easier because I can, you know, think of trips galore and also the manner in which we travel and
right.
Then
the
all
amenities.
The little things like
yeah
that's fine too. It's not even I don't get that excited about like a spa treatment on a ship or whatever, but it's just different in terms of how I look at things. But what's been happening
mm-hmm.
is even though I'm not actively playing the game, just being in that energy.
It's energy. Yep.
I've been able to let go of of a lot with what my business is doing because you know stuff is
yep.
happening and it's partly just the time of year,
mm-hmm.
but even with some of the technical things behind the scene things, I'm noticing if I'm not focused on what I don't have, and
right.
I just state what I do have,
yep.
It's been really good. Things have
yes.
been working themselves out.
Softening.
And things
yes.
that I would spent, you know, days agonizing
right.
over.
Right.
That's been nipped in the bud, and I've gotten signs and feedback from the places that where it really matters. You know, I'm here thinking I've got to follow a chain of command, and that's not working out.
No,
go directly to the source.
Yep.
And here's a phrase, when you go directly to the source.
Directly to the source. Yep.
You get the answers you need. So
all
I've
day.
Been very, very, very happy with that. And, you know, the party, we had a party at our house.
Oh, that's right.
This past Saturday. And so Anna was around. She was helping kind of, you know, get things tidied up. She's like, oh, you know, I've been staying here. I should help clean up. And it was just really her energy. But between... Well, Aunt Thelma was just cooking up a storm. She and one of her cousins came over, and they started cooking up a storm. But in the meantime, my plans had changed. I thought I had at least three other things to go to, but I had bowed out of one because I already knew either I'd be going to this other event that I'd already RSVP'd to and put on my calendar, or I'd have to stay here, you know, at the house and just, you know, just to be supportive and not be like, okay, peace out, guys.
Right.
So I ended up staying and you know, really redoing a lot of things, like, you know, cleaning out some things. And it felt really good. Like
mm-hmm.
the house felt good.
Nice.
There's people in there cooking.
Beautiful. There's life in the house. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. There was a lot of people now, so it was good energy, and you know, everything that I would normally worry about, like, oh, where are we going to park? You know, didn't worry about the parking. It was fine. The neighbors next door, like, you know, they're always parking in our driveway, so it's not a problem. But people were smart. We didn't have like full on every character that we know showing up at the house, but it was a goodly amount, and everyone had a good time. And I knew, like, my back hurt. I mean, I was tired of all the cleaning
sure.
and standing up, and my aunt was standing up pretty much, you know, midway throughout. She was still cooking. She's still in the kitchen with her cousin, but she was taking it easy. I know her knee was hurting her, but it was a really good time to have everyone in the
trooper.
House and yeah, planned everything out. And so
how
it,
wonderful.
It was good. It was really good. And you know, I'm still doing my green smoothie. My aunt is still, she'll like, you know, make sure I'm still, are you going to make it? In fact, we went out yesterday to the farmer's market to
nice.
load up on supplies. And I, for less than $30, I've got, you know, not just stuff for the smoothie, but for, you know, for the next, who knows, week and a half.
That's amazing. Wow. That's good.
For, you know, for other stuff that I want to, you know, other things I wanted to try, you know, other possible smoothies or just recipes to make. So I'm excited. It's just been really good. Like just to
yep,
do a
mm-hmm.
an energetic infusion.
Yes, it is.
Of, you know, good vibes.
And that's,
yeah,
that,
so
yeah, that's our Anna. $30. Let me tell you something, because those are some Atlanta prices. Wow. $30.
Well,
you go.
We're going to it's a new, I guess, chain of farmers markets called City Farmers Market.
Oh yes, you talked about
and,
that, right? Oh, you lucky.
Yeah, so there's one near where my brother lives and over where I go to my chiropractor. That's where I'd gone the first time, because I wanted to save some time and not have to, you know, take another drive somewhere else when it was all in the same shopping center. And found some, what I thought was some really good deals. And I realized that this is the same, it's the same, chain, and it is, the prices are a lot cheaper. They don't have as many, say, organic options, but, you know, I'll just peel the stuff, you know, like whatever.
Let me tell you something. I bless it. I wash it. I bless it. If you can get organic, great. And if not, it doesn't matter. You're still eating unprocessed food.
Right.
Just make sure you wash it real good and pray over it. That's all.
Right.
Pray over that. I pray over that cocktail. No, I don't.
Well, that is interesting because I do, and I haven't done it this morning. I've not been able to wake up early. Since the party, I'm like, oh, I've got to wake up early. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But usually, like last week, in part because Anna was here, and Anna tends to get up so early that I'm like, I don't want her waiting like 5 hours in between the time she woke up to when she finally gets something to eat. So
yeah.
So
I
was
super early.
I was getting up a little bit early. I mean, there was one time where she was so tired, and I got up and I thought, oh, she's sleeping. She's sleeping really well, and she's in this part of the house where it's connected to the kitchen. So like, it's huge. You've been in our house. It's kind of a huge open space in the middle of the house. So, so any bit rather other than opening a cabinet door or the refrigerator door, if any blending, forget that. I knew it was my wake her up. I didn't have the heart to do it because she has such good energy, and she could stay up late and maybe sleep for just a handful of hours and still bounce out of bed.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Okay, let's go. So, but I thought this is the first time where she's really sleeping pretty soundly. So I'm just going to leave her.
Oh, that's so
nice.
You
know, I grabbed a banana. The banana I was going to use for the smoothie. I'm like, I'll just eat the banana.
That's right. Grab and go. Yep.
I'll wait a little bit later and see when she's finally stirring, I'll probably, get to making the smoothie. But, yeah, I mean, she does a lot, and she was just so, when she shows her gratitude, like, you know, with you, she was like, hey, let's redo your house, you know.
Oh my God.
Repaint and do whatever.
Oh my God.
She put in a ceiling fan on Saturday before, well, kind of during the party. It's kind of funny. She put in a ceiling fan. We bought three ceiling fans, and they haven't been put up yet, and she put one of them up in my room, which was great.
Oh my God, she is amazing!
it's been super nice to have her.
Yeah,
around.
Need to talk to her, and I love how everything is so concurrent. Where the whole thing with this whole money game is fluidity and energy as people here having this human experience. It helps to have some sort of infrastructure where there's a task, there's all of that, and you kind of discover through that, like, what you discovered about yourself and letting go and researching prices and, you know, so interesting. And what I discovered about myself, which is a little parallel but a little bit different, where letting go and recognizing value everywhere I can, even the stuff that hurts, you know, just recognizing value and knowing that our greatest investment, and I can't stress this enough to my children, I say this many times a day, every day, is to invest in our relationships. So valuable. Mm. So valuable. So after the show, I have the Salvation Army truck is scheduled to come to pick up a load of things that I'm donating to them. So that's this is phase two.
Nice.
Phase one, yes, yes. So phase one was, while I was out of town at the film festival, the kid's father removed his items that I organized and left for him in the hallway. And I organized sort of by category the things I'm donating. I made everything look really good, really neat. Thinking about this is such a win-win situation. It's cost-effective, and to go through the entire apartment and donate what was donatable, which is not a word, throw out whatever has to be thrown out. So today is phase two, and then phase three is to start prepping the kitchen in anticipation for whenever Anna and whomever joins her, because we're going to leave that open, whomever joins her, to have a party in my house, but to have everything prepped, have everything prepped and ready to go. It was such a surprise because I didn't expect you guys to totally paint my living room. so to have everything kind of prepped and ready to go. So this is we're in phase two right now. So I'm so happy, and how perfect to do the money game while I was getting ready for this, because that's the flow of energy, and there's value in the sweat equity, where I spent 7 hours yesterday finishing. I was doing a little bit at a time over a couple of weeks, and then really hit it over the weekend. And to have that, it made me think of this when you were talking about how tired everybody was from all the prep and the hosting and all of that, and that rest of just putting in that well-intended, pure exertion, effort for a very positive reason. So yeah, it's all about the energy shifting. So it's not like, okay, I have to follow this format exactly and do this game and blah, blah, blah. It's really the approach and the embracing, the receiving, being a receptor to that energy. I am so grateful that the dear people in my life are alive and healthy. I have been kind of like the main point person for my friend's husband, who is doing so much better than he realizes with his grief, but basically lost the love of his life and lost my dear friend. And things are real simple. I'm so grateful. Like, I'm not even nagging my kids half as much as I used to a couple weeks ago. Not even. Because I look at what you said. I'm looking at, okay, they're alive. They're healthy. They're relatively happy, teenagers. Relatively happy. There's possibility here. There's possibility. And I know I'm doing everything as positively as I possibly can to manage. And that's it. That's it. And the what ifs? What if we stop thinking about the what ifs?
Right.
You know? So... yeah,
it's hard to do. It's hard not to, right? If you're used to doing
girl,
that,
but are you
then
kidding me?
After
as
a while,
mom, woof, I lose my mind. But I'm finding it though, in that being in that space of, and a friend of mine used he bikes all the time, so he calls it biking the gap, where it's you're in that zone between pleasure and pain. You're just in that zone, you know? So if you want to call that positive neutrality, or I don't know what you call it, but if that's good enough for me right now, if I'm not avoiding pain and not seeking pleasure, but just being present, if
there's
if
a lot
that
of power
makes
in
sense.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. then you're really in the now.
Sort of switching gears a little bit.
Switch it.
Well, because you also mentioned, the passing of your friend, and then helping with who's left.
Here. Right.
Last week, again surfing through Facebook, and seeing that a friend of mine had passed, and very unexpectedly, she was, I think, my brother, like my middle brother's age. So she was one of our earliest, as far as when I can remember, one of our earliest neighborhood friends when we moved our new house, because it was a new subdivision, but their house was on the corner. So I've known her since I was a kid. And and we were...
Sorry.
Yeah, she's younger than you.
Damn.
And I know that she'd had a rough couple of years. She got into a car accident that just really did a number on her. And it wasn't even her fault. I think it was like a hit and run. It was really, really bad.
Oh, my God.
So she had been suffering from a lot of different issues from that. So was struggling, has two grown kids that lived, in Charleston, one lived out in Colorado, and she was planning to go out there to come back. She had lived out in Colorado for a little bit before she moved back. So there was just a lot of confusion, but I remember scrolling through and seeing just, how Facebook is. Your friends are just like, oh, this happened, and there's no, it had just happened.
No warning. Stumble upon it. It's shocking, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, Yeah, and I'm just looking like, well, wait a minute, what is going on? And she was one of those, because despite me not really ever seeing her for a number of years, she would comment on some of my stuff on Facebook. She would just check in and say hi, or tell your mom and dad happy anniversary, that type of thing.
Nice, yeah.
She was always super, super sweet, and she was one of like the cool kids. She was one of my cool kids that I thought, like, oh, if I could be cool like her, that'd be really cool. So when I remember when I saw that post, and I saw another pretty good friend of hers post something similar, but again, very vague on the details. I texted my brother, and he apparently had received a text in the middle of the night, early morning hours. He had not looked at yet. Again, from one of our friends from that area, from Charleston, and there was apparently people had found out about it, and so there's this cloud of mystery about what had happened. But then I saw another post maybe a couple of days later from her daughter, who's like, please don't spread rumors about what may or may not have happened, flying out there.
Social media, man.
And it was, And I think it's, no one put on the post what had happened necessarily, but I think maybe
so
not
people
on social
speculate.
Media, but maybe in the, in the background noise of, did you hear, there's like, I heard it could have been this. So anyway, regardless of all that, I'm
so sorry.
It was so unexpected. But I said a little prayer, spoke to her, and just said, look,
right.
If you need to reach me,
said, that's right. We're here. I'll tell you. So, first of all, here you and I go again with our virtual menstrual cycles. Girl,
all right.
Because I know my friend since I'm a teenager. It's like, what the hell?
Right.
So this has been going on from day one with us. Crazy. So if you meet somebody, let me know. But I'm but shh. No, I don't want to meet nobody. I don't want no. But oh God no. Anyway. So, of course, I have it out there. It's so funny. People don't read in my personal Twitter bio, which is all out there. It says co-host of the Some of You podcast, It's right there, but it's really funny. Nobody reads that. So So, mm-hmm. hello, and I just don't broadcast it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on the phone with him at least once or twice a day, or he'll come to, like, hang out with me and some other friends and the kids. And thank goodness she had been married to her husband for, I think, about 30 years. And I met him early on. So it's not like, oh, my God, I don't know this guy. This is weird. Da, da, da. This is someone, of course, we've grown closer because we were sort of like a unit, the three of us. And because I know a thing or a hundred about grief, it doesn't task him to hold space with me. But what's so crazy, it's like, no, she's right here with us. So, of course, anybody could say that. But I'm like, to myself, I'm like, no, but she's right here with us.
Right, right.
She's right here with us. You know, and I'll think of a song or something, and I'll text him, and he's like, oh, my God, that was her favorite song from the show, and how did you know? And I'm like, no, I just feel her. I just feel her. And so I had a couple people over for Latin food on St. Patrick's Day because that's what one does. And
right.
Yeah. So I was cooking a whole bunch of food, and, of course, I wanted him to come over and kind of have family time so he's not just – hold up in his apartment, and as I'm cooking, it was like a comedy of errors. Like, I'm dropping things, I'm spilling things, and my friend's name is Andrea. I said, Andrea, if you want me to cook for your husband, stop playing. And I said a few expletives lovingly, like, beep, could you please? And what's very funny is that one of the things that I made, the food came out ridiculous. Like, if I have to say, restaurant quality, if not better. Like, the food you've eaten tasted like crap compared to how elevated
wow.
my skills. My skills, yeah, you know why? Because I cook all the time for my picky children.
Mm-hmm.
Cook all the time. So I'm like a short order cook with, like, flair. So I made what's called a tortilla española, which is one of my favorite tapas. And you always have to have that with a cold glass of whatever wine you want.
Mm.
So this involves many eggs. So because my kids eat eggs all the time and it's an easy thing that they can make on their own, I had a couple of cartons of eggs knowing that I had to make this meal. So I saw, because being the practical person I am, that I had half a carton of conventional eggs. I did have a couple of organic, brown, extra large, whatever, and then I had some free range, whatever, that were on sale. But I'm like, let me just use these because I'll get rid of it, whatever. So I have the herbs, the eggs, all the stuff, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I go to turn to get something from the fridge, and about two-thirds, I had it in a container, about two-thirds of the egg mixture spilled to the sink. And I said, oh, you want me to use the organic fancy eggs? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, bitch. Okay. So,
wow.
So I do that. It came out magnificently. So he comes over. We have a great time. He's hanging out with the kids. Some other friends come over. It was really, really lovely. And it was great. It was just family time. He came over about 5, left about midnight. I was so happy. I was so happy. The month mm-hmm. anniversary was yesterday. So we all know what that's like. So I just wanted a little prelude to the madness and the grief and the sadness and the incomprehension of it all, of this pain that mm-hmm. in spite of yourself, you're still managing and tolerating and processing this pain that is so counterintuitive and so unfathomable.
Right.
So I tell him, okay, it was like the Keystone Cops in my freaking kitchen because your wife was like, no, he needs the eggs. He goes, well, what kind of eggs? I said, well, this one, she wanted me to use the brown organic eggs. He's like, that would be her. And I said, what the hell? It's like every time I went to do something, I would drop this. He said, she was like a bull in a china shop in a kitchen, that she would like to be by herself in the kitchen. And I'm like, well, nice try, because it's like, you need a pair of hands to cook. They're going to be mine. Sorry. But he said it was always like that. Very, very like get out of my way. I'm in the kitchen. And it didn't feel, it was funny. It felt funny to me. It didn't feel shady or anything. It felt funny. And I was laughing because the way he described how she would be in the kitchen, he's like, oh, she can't be in the kitchen with somebody else. I said, clearly. Clearly. And I thought that was so funny. And then another time when we were on the phone and, you know, he's self-medicating a little bit with alcohol. He could do whatever he wants right now. He has his grace period. If you get weepy, this, that, or the other. And it was as if I was on this podcast and I felt that energy of like, oh, somebody from the other side is showing up. And I get a very peaceful, lightheaded feeling. That's how I know that somebody from the other side is coming in. So I'm feeling that. And so without disclosing too much, you don't want to say conventionally mediumship and this, that, and the other. I just pick up on energy, and sometimes, or a lot of times, it's from people on the other side. And I said, honey, his name is Richard. I said, Richard, I'm feeling so peaceful right now. She's right here. And it was this beautiful, peaceful, peaceful, beautiful energy that I know because I do this show for 100 years, twice a week. And I know what it feels like because I don't even know how many, I couldn't even guess the number of times now. I think, when did I start kind of picking up on, like, officially, like 2 years ago, maybe?
Probably longer than that, honestly. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Forever.
I have no idea. Time and space. Maybe longer. So let's say it's been quite a few people, quite a few callers over the recent years. So I know what it feels like. It's like, it's you know, it's part of what I know.
Right.
So yeah, she's been showing up, which is great. So to surrender to that energy, in the same way with Anna's money game, to surrender to that energy and to not overthink it, and to really listen to the intuition. I know when to text him. I know when to not call. I know when to, I'm just following her lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm honored that I'm sort of the spiritual appointee, not that we're going to use that word, but the spiritual appointee, or her filter or something, to help him get through this horrendous, unspeakable time. And it was a case, too, and this happens a lot with couples, not a lot, but we see this phenomena where you might look at a couple and you're going to say, oh, well, he's going to go before her, and or the other way around, or she's going to go before him. If you see some sort of, you know, health traits or whatever, and then irony of ironies, the person that presented so vital is the one to go.
Right.
It's like, what do I do now? Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So thank goodness I had all this on-the-job training doing this podcast.
Right?
It's coming in real handy now.
Right.
Coming in real handy. Very interesting. Yeah, and I was very close to telling him about this podcast, and I will in time.
Right.
We've bonded so much on such a deep emotional level because of the grief that he's feeling for the love of his life, and how I can really see that. I can really hear him. I can really see him and create that safe space, very much like the safe space that we create on the air. So I know the time will come when I'll say, I'm going to send you a link.
Right.
Yeah. I'll send you a link. And what's interesting, he's very fascinated by numbers. I'm not quite sure if it's numerology, but I said, oh, my God, one of my dearest friends is a numerologist. Co-host a show with. I didn't say that yet. Anyway, but that's coming. That's coming. So, yeah, I'm going to out myself. Not that I'm hiding anything, but I'm going to reveal that. I think mediumship and clairvoyance and all these things, it gets so diluted, and it's such a pure energy to me that I think that's why I don't really promote it in the mainstream. I feel like the more that we're open and receptive and we're priming the pump and we do this work, the more it's just going to evolve, and source doesn't know from time and space. So,
right.
Yeah. And it's not like I feel like you and I are waiting. I think we're just, this is just a continuum that we've done for quite a few years now.
Right. I agree.
So like we're going to the gym. Yeah. You're my workout buddy.
Well, we have a hand raised, and I think I know who it is.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, ladies. Good morning.
Hi, baby.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you,
Good.
Sweetheart?
I am trying to get work through this.
Something's going on. Yep.
Stuff. Yeah, something's going on.
Something's going on, girl.
The minute I was able to witness something that I was, when the minute I released what was going on within me is the same second that the flu came on set. And I'm like, ain't this about some shit?
Yeah, but you know, but the thing is, when I went out of town, I had, and I never get sick, but I also knew I had to listen to my body. And I had a cold that lasted like 4 or 5 days. And I just flowed with that. So an opportunity presented itself.
Yep.
An opportunity presented itself so that this, you go through this, so that it's not suppressed and turns into something else. And it's a force. It's like you have that command on the Mac, force quit. And it's almost like a force quit. Do you follow what I'm saying? For you to...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and something... there's another party involved. I don't know how much you want to disclose, but
there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with Mr. Hawaii Man and Friday.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
And I said something to him that I've never stated. And the minute, and then I asked for my space and not to call back.
Good.
And that's when my body started shifting. It's funny because Nicole was going, my friend Nicole, who helps me out. I listen to Nicole. She went through the same process. So I've been kind of doing what she's doing, but just like processing all this stuff out to clear out, to make
it's
room.
A lot. And it's to the degree of, it's to the degree what your body is demonstrating, to the degree that you went through this depletion, right? The flu, they'll call that influenza, right? So to the degree that you had this influence of less than energy. Now, do you have something going on with your left eye? And I'm not talking about TLC. You have something going on with your left eye?
I'm just very tired right now. I had to get up at 4. Adam's sister came and celebrated his first their first birthday together after 20 years.
Oh, how beautiful.
So, yeah, it was a very magical weekend. It was just very nice to see him so happy.
Oh,
and
I love that.
This morning,
oh, so
I had
beautiful.
To take him out.
That's so beautiful.
I couldn't sleep. I haven't been sleeping for the last 3 days, and last night he called. He's been very persistent in calling, so I know my body's physically tired.
Now, who's persistent in calling? His name
Keith.
Starts with a K? Thank you. Okay, I just want to make sure. So, Now, it's really interesting. I wonder what the left eye symbolizes. You might want to look into that.
I will. Yeah.
Okay, look into that. But are you comfortable with, even if it's temporarily blocking his number? I think you might have to do that.
Yeah, I just don't answer it.
Why can't you block it?
Yeah, I can figure it out, yeah.
No, you know, I know you know how to do that. I think that it's just like the fact that you're even getting those energetic charges, because you don't have to pick up the phone, but you still are feeling
gotcha.
That energy of that connection.
Gotcha.
I feel like you got to block the number, because
okay.
by knowing it, it's like you're still giving permission to get that charge.
Okay.
Block it for now. If you're not picking up, block it.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Now, my left eye doesn't hurt anymore, so whatever it was, it's something to connect the dots. So
okay.
look into that. Yeah, it's... And,
yeah, no.
And this all took place when?
Friday. I've been waiting for this day to happen, actually.
For a long time, yeah.
For a very long time. There's something that I knew back in January. So I've been processing since January, but to hear it come out of his own expression. He actually showed up at my shop, actually, a couple of weeks ago and surprised me, which took me
wow.
out of my
wow.
realm. Yes.
Wow.
And he actually has said it was an honor to be in my space. I've created a beautiful place. He didn't like my location, but it was just nice to hear him come into my world, actually, unexpectedly. But he didn't realize, like, it was 2 years that he hasn't really seen me. So a lot has taken place. He got engaged. And he revealed, yeah. and
Who I think?
No, because I remember the other one crossed over. This is a new one.
Oh, that's right. She passed.
Mm-hmm.
She passed, right.
And so when that was done, I just blurted everything that I needed to say, because I think he has the right to know how I've been feeling, because I haven't really said anything.
No, you don't. You haven't. Right.
So, and
right.
I did. And that second, when I was done, was the onset of my whole fever body. Having
good.
Chills and everything.
Yeah. This is, you're letting this go to the degree that you held
right.
everything in. No, this is what I call the don't do me no favors diet. Yeah, right. This is a crisis of reinvention.
Yeah.
And good for you that you spoke your truth and let your body, however long it takes. And this is evidence of how invested you were in. And the thing is, because your resistance was down, and that's a good thing, you let your resistance down so that you could bare your soul and speak your truth. And your body's like, give us a minute, because we've been holding on, keeping it together for a long, long, long time. So give us a minute, and let's do a force quit. Let's just step out of frame. And then let's make the first important task of the day, going into your phone, going into settings, or whatever the hell it is, going into the contacts, going into your contacts, block this caller. You guys got the closure. And you know what? You wish his betrothed, whatever you call that, fiance, good luck.
Yeah, I actually, you know, let him know, like, you know, if that's what he wants to do. I don't think he wanted to do it. I think that I look forward to hearing that one day you walk in your own truth and not being
that's right.
there
that's
fulfilled
right.
and fulfilling your family and your friends' wishes, because you think that is
right.
the correct way of doing things, but not listening to your heart center.
No.
So if you choose to live in this facade, then so be it.
So be
I
it.
I just choose to live in my own truth center
that's
and
right.
And that's who I am, and that's how I left it.
That's right. And what's very interesting is that, and then I want you to pull a message. What's very interesting is that he really got to see, and that was part of the closure, your world. And it's it, and he's literally at the threshold where your world, it's just so filled with light and truth and aspiration that people, a lot of people feel it's easier to kind of settle and resist because this is just too unknown and too unquantifiable. That's quite a few people, actually. So this
I
was
get
closure.
You.
Yeah. So let's pull a message for you. And we know Lolita does not opt for the music portion of choosing. So I'm going to connect to your energy. I'm already on the database. Just say pick when you're ready, but I'm proud of you.
Pick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. So the number, oh my God, this message is perfect. The number associated with this message is 512. And this is your message. Embrace your emerging gifts. Once the darkness of fear is lifted, the golden etheric light glows within and is an internal beacon of you now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it one more time. I'm going to read it one more time. Embrace your emerging gifts. Once the darkness of fear is lifted, the golden etheric light glows within and is an internal beacon of you now. And you're on the All About Me tour, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
I'm all about the Taking Care of Myself tour. That's it. Join me on tour.
Yep.
Yeah.
My
join
theme
me
song
tour.
Is Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry, right now. I've been playing it every morning.
Sorry Not Sorry! That's funny. Sorry. I have a t-shirt that says Sorry Not Sorry. Sorry Not Sorry. Sorry Not Sorry. All day. All day. And the more that you just go with the flow of what your body needs to do and just make it part of your truth right now, it will work itself out in its own time. As you well know, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know already, Lolita. But that message is great. So what did I say, 512, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know it starts off with those changes, the five of changes. And you're in the center of that number one. And the two is now on the other side of that change is now, you know, who are you going to be connecting to? And in terms of, you know, not only your partnerships with other people, but the partnership with your higher self, because all that adds up to an eight, which is now what are you going to be creating? Now that you've kind of moved through these changes and you're going through the changes, what are you going to be creating? And I think it's time. It's time to end the show. It's time to put this in perspective. There's a lot happening there, and it's a beautiful message to just help you uplift because you're going through it, and it's just something you've needed to do, and that sense of relief of not having to carry that around anymore. Like you've said your piece, and. And you're done. You're continuing to move. Like you're still moving through. I think he's sort of like still kind of doing what he normally does, which is like kind of have all his connections kind of still hanging on, just almost like a just in case, you know. And you don't need to be anyone's fallback. You know, it's you're moving forward. You're moving forward. So.
Yeah, I definitely get that. It's interesting because me and Adam were talking and he was like, he is so shit face scared right now. Like, what do you mean?
Lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Because I've always been that attack. Not saying I've been there throughout the whole time for many, many years and not
but
to have that.
A strong force.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing. He can't deal that he's swapping out vulnerability for weakness.
Yep.
And being vulnerable is such evidence of strength, but because he's not there yet, he does not know what the hell to do with you.
No, he doesn't.
So I'm sure whatever her name is, No shade.
No shade.
A little shade. But that she, I would imagine, might have more of a submissive quality. You don't have a submissive bone in your body unless you know.
No, that's culturally we are. Like my friends will say that when we're around.
No, but your nature though. No. But your nature is. But your spirit isn't submissive. I'm not talking about culture.
Yeah, I'm just not like I guess because I walk in my, you know,
exactly.
Self-truth,
you live your
truth.
Right.
I'm not a nagger. I'm very understanding, compassionate.
Yeah.
Where I know that she's not. I guess I just sometimes I get our gifts get in our way too much, and so there is a sense where there is a difference, you know, between two parties, and that's okay, you know.
That's a huge,
oh yeah,
huge difference. And you wish them luck, especially her. Okay,
yeah.
You wish her luck, and you are the freedom is so priceless. Talk about currency. The freedom,
yeah.
Talk about currency. So. And it's interesting because you already, your energy has already shifted just on this call. Like I already feel it. Like it's shifting. You're letting go. You're just letting go. And just take baby steps and let your body take the lead on this right now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm, like, really paying attention. I'm not I'm processing. I'm just drinking liquids. My body doesn't want really nothing.
Well, it's a
Dutch
Eat a Famous diet. Yes. Yeah, so enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And embrace it, and please let Adam know from our behalf, like how happy we are that he has that reconnection with his family, that's so beautiful, and yeah, this is challenging, Lolita, but you're doing great, and I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So.
You're fine. No, I'm working it out. I just have great support, you know, Adam, Nicole, you two, you know, I'm just,
that's it.
I guess when you're full, I don't know, just, I'm there, you know, I can't, you know,
you're
there's a way of processing.
You're just living your truth right now. And it takes time. It's like a colonic food poisoning, virus, fever, whatever. It's burning it off.
Yeah,
and to get through the other side of it, more whole, more loving towards yourself, more considerate, and it's amazing how we have our whole lifetime to embrace the opportunity to take even better care of ourselves. So how beautiful that you're
Absolutely.
Giving yourself that grace. You know what I mean? Like, that's beautiful. You're giving yourself that grace. So... that's a wonderful thing. And this show felt like it was 5 minutes long. I've just looked at the time like, oh, my God. So that's beautiful.
Yeah,
so we're
gonna go.
Yeah, I love it. So we're going to sign off. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at – no, wait, today Tuesday? What's today? Oh, my God. Today's Tuesday. Oh, my
Thursday.
God. This coming Thursday. Sorry. This coming Thursday. Oh, my God in heaven. This is what happened when you live in the ethers. It's like, where are we? Okay. This coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you for calling in, Lolita. Alisa, thank you for great conversations. We love you guys so much. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me. Yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.